On Friday, members of Derry City and Strabane District Council agreed a new rate for businesses and homeowners, which will amount to an increase of 2.15% for the council area. That amounts to an additional £15.34 per year for ratepayers in Derry and £19.42 per year for the Strabane ratepayer.
At the minute, it's not easy. Actually, you can see the town. Any man, you know, on the street can see the town's down in the street, the town centre. As far as I can see, business is not there. They'll not be happy to every shutters down in the town centre. It's getting that way. Particularly, I'm thinking myself, well, I'll be able to be here this time next year. It's getting that bad.
Ryan O'Neill owns Hustler's Pool Hall in Strabane. He says all businesses in the town centre are struggling, and he cannot understand the rate rises.
Well, it just could be a difference of getting a wage for yourself. That's how fine a margin things have got. You know, it's not easy, and I'm not trying to cry poverty, but any man in business in this town at the minute is telling me the exact same thing.
One of the things we're told, the reason for the rates rise, is the likes of the pedestrian bridge here in the town. Melvin Sports Complex is being upgraded. Are them things worth the money?
Well, me personally, the sports complex is good for the children. As for the bridge, as far as I can see, it's a total waste of money. That could have been spent a lot better use. But like I say, I'm just a business owner, and same with the wife. What do we know? At the end of the day, he's don't listen to us anyway, so.
Another business owner in Derry who's questioning the rates rise is Declan Moore. He owns Claude's Cafe on Shipkey Street.
I just think that, like I say, the easy target is just to hit the business rates all the time, and even if it's only a slight increase, you know, it just seems like a soft target. As someone who's paying somewhere in the region of £800 a month out of my bank account to the rates department, I would just love to see what it's actually been used for. We have our own bin collection, which we pay for privately. We pay for our own water. If somebody could actually justify and sort of say, put something tangible in front of us and say, well, there is actually where your money's going. I've talked to several business owners who have closed their businesses in the last year or two, and it's a fundamental reason. That's you know, it's simply down to they can't sustain the amount of rates that they're currently being charged. I mean, if anything, they should be looking and giving business owners some form of a reduction.
And what about homeowners? They think the latest rates rise is value for money. This is what these people in Derry had to say.
You know, you take the rates every year and increases every year, year on year out. And, you know, people that's working find it hard enough to live without rates going up. It's hard enough trying to live, buy food, buy oil, buy this, buy the other thing. I think it's a damn disgrace, to be quite honest with you.
I live outside the city and my rates are very high for what I'm getting. Emptying bins and our street lights, basically. I think they should not be going up. No, definitely not.
We're certainly not getting value for money. Definitely, that's the one thing we're not getting. I think it's a disgrace. You look at the street lights not working, the roads aren't clean when you leave a city centre outside in the outlying areas. You don't have to go far out of the city centre to see the dilapidation, the dirt in the streets. Even the bins now, you've got to leave your bin in a set place, and you've got, if a lid's up and they're in bad bags, some of them refuse to lift it. When you look at the amount of well-paid jobs down the city council offices alone, these boys are justifying their existence. Somebody has to be held accountable.